Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
A foundation scripture is John 12 verses 20 and 21. John chapter 12 verses 20 and 21. John 12 20 and 21. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." As I'm crying, you know, your honey and sampa, it read to me, you know, ye moa, ye at you know, any at you know, bacono, and sampana said, your honey, chericoma, ye, it read to me, you know, ye moa, ye at you know, any at you know, bacco, tifia, some was it, and qua, a free woman, mommy, and tell that, yes, sir.
Na hila fobi wana oba sorry ba sorry fashion as.
Likwa.
Ana oba Philip ofi ba side wa Galilea no nche no be ka chone se orua ye pese ehun Yesu. Ana oba Philip ha ofi ba side wa Galilea no nche no be ka chone se orua ye pese ehun Yesu.
We February 19 no na for be sheet 21 me too.
Ana for asif on
ka wo mo se. Ka wo mo se.
Mo hun se mo tumi nya hun she.
Yesu wo hun se wo ye no hun she anya yi.
She we are here to din achi.
We are se pa wo. We are se to di Jesus achi. So we are se I don't know anybody in the history of mankind who has made a personality or a personifying impact like Jesus. I don't know of any name in history that have more books written for its critics and more songs written for its critic, more memoirs written for its critic, more commentaries written for its critic than the name Jesus. It didn't appear anywhere where there are many pamas one for so in Yanka, a continue Jesus. I don't know who I'm talking to, but if I can have a witness tonight in this place, praise the name of the Lord. Obia Jesus Christ moja atawa bwade ayi wa frem kwayem en kwayem haye odeshie hwene ne maye ye anante yo babe ifoma ejama ifoma tiaye. I'm telling you, this Jesus, you are too much. We are too much. When you don't have more expressions and accolades to describe him, then you have loss of words. You are speechless. And when you cannot have the words to eulogize him and to be able to macrograph him and sublimate him and worship him and extol and extol him, then you can say he is too much. Were you too much? Say a good amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Will it kind be seen? Because Kofidro when you say I'm telling you tonight, you better hear what we want to talk about. Mimi be pay Yesu achira kwai, and to wounds who be pay Yesu achira kwai, abeba be pay Yesu no. Come in,
amen.
Hallelujah. Will it? Matthew 27, verses 1-66. Read English. Let's work.
When the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death.
Come on.
And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? See thou to that. And he cast down a piece of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. And the chief priest took the silver pieces and said, It is not lawful for to put them into the treasury, because it is the price of blood. And they took counsel and bought with them the potter's field to bury strangers in. Wherefore that field was called the field of blood unto this day. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, and they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him that was valued, whom they of the children of Israel did value, and gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord appointed them. And Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, art thou the king of the Jews? And Jesus said unto him, thou sayest. And when he was accused of the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then said Pilate unto him, hearest thou not how many things they witness against thee? And he answered him to never a word, insomuch that the governor marveled greatly. Now at that feast the governor was wont to release unto the people a prisoner whom they would, and they had then a notable prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, whom will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus? But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said unto them, whether of the twain will ye that I release unto you? They said, Barabbas. Pilate said unto them, what shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? They all said unto him, let him be crucified. And the governor said, why? What evil had he done? But they cried out the more, saying, let him be crucified. Verse 24. When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hand before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person.
Which verse is that?
Please, verse 24.
Read from 25 in 3. Let's work.
Na omanu mu nyina bua se ni moja mra yen ne ye mastery so ana oja e baraba mo awon na ohye yesu mpre no oyinu ma so onko bona senu
ohye yesu mpre no oyinu ma so onko bona senu kan to aso
ana amrado ni asrafo ni ni yesu kwa amrado aban mu ho na o ma asrafo ko ni nyina be shea nanim na oyina taade ade otankon mu kokko obi gu ne so na o de kasa nwuno abotrechie ni ti na
o
de demration nsa nifa mu na obubu nkotodwe nanim gro ne ho se yudafo ohene mo na o to nteso gu ne so ji demre no na o de pai na pump him. Verse 31. No, we are not good, you know. We are trying to call Munun free, no, the honor and a tadia share, no, not Neko, sorry, Cobana Sinuum. No fear, dear, no, who know, Kirin and be our friend Simon. Honor was share no man, a swan, a Sinuano. Now, could do baby our friend who got to ask any nutrition, or man and Sakaika, our the Bonina Fremont, so on them, nor can and no one person, nor born a Sinuano, watching to a chain in tadia, nor nothing as so or when hono. What the Nafodisem, our channel, Netifi film say, yes, you that for him. And we bought a jucha for Beno and Senior Mukanho, or Baku and Nifa, nor Baku Swan Bukum. Now, one hour rich chairman was so and take a cab with some tea. I say, what would you have sorry than other than Sessi? John Way, Saint Yancopon Banoa, Frasinu and Husifom. Sarah Suna, a soft one penny for the cheerful one penny for the grown home, Sir Ojibinum, and on to Minion Home. Sir Ononi Israel, Hene, Manufra Senior and Husifom, not Obejin, your Bejin Eddie, or the Nahotu Yancopon, so can say, or Penua, Manunino, now or Cassi Yancopon Banime. Sarah na jucha for our ball won a senior mun su dino atem. Na if we be a real do
see what the yes atem.
O din atem.
See what the yes atem. Yes, sir. Listen carefully to what they did to your master. So that when you are living as a Christian, you will be careful to maintain good works and to live as his pleasure on earth. You better hear what we are talking. It's a revelation. See what the Jesus are
telling.
King can pray for me, uncle.
Now, if you buy a real doom, you know, Breno. A sum do assassin in Asukosi, a real doom, no me and son. Now, bear no me and son, yes, the next year, I'm say, Eli, Eli, Lama Sabatani, and it's a minyankopon, minyankopon, I didn't know Jamie. Now, one hour, you know, I'm tea, and what can I say, or a friend, Elia, Nantamara, one move back to two, make up a fast support the bones, I can't be more, nor the chia, demre, and not the man, no me. Now, one hour, I cannot cast a jay, Nayan, she say, Elia, Baba Janana, now, yes, the next year, I'm going to be over here. Now, she and to my child, so then, Mino, tea, Mino, for a surely be see from Nasasa was saying, I would not papai, now, but then, Bobo, and the Pacon, our woman will bring any yanny. Now, the yanny channel will feel a bodan muko, cronconimuko, you on where the church, Nipa will bring. Now, Sraf, one whole soap and you, I want to count 100 years in Hunu. As I said, was so, then your may see and was ropey, can say, Ampara, when you're coupon Benny. Now, my baby, or how I would judge their teacher, now, one hour, dear, so actually free Galilee as someone. ni Maria Madeline ni Maria ye Yakubu ni Joseph na ni sebedi o manu ni ka won ho na odru anwumre no odefo bi a ofri Arimathea a ofre no Joseph a ono so ye Jesus su ani bai ono call Philipo nche be of call Pilato nche ekosro Jesus amu no ana Pilato share so won fa amu no ma no na Joseph fa amu no di nwura fita tetre ho na wore koto wono ara ni dafoforo a wacha abotan ni mo na opre ebu kakra bi hini edana no na ofri hokoy na Maria Magdalene ni Maria ba ko no wo ho tete tete edano ntintin so na ade achi ya eda edi ahosesi eda achi no asofo mpanyimfo ne frasi fo be shea Pilato nchen se ora ye kan se odada afo ne tiase no ka se na nsan achi menyane nti ma wonko we eda no yie kodu da e toso miensa no na suanfo na ankowia no na wanka nche o man se wanyane afra wufo mu na anka achi na ada be che ne kane die no Pilato si won se monye awemfo nkonko wen se de mbetumi na okoko so abona no ma awemfo no weni eda no.
Come on, clap for this beautiful man of God. Awesome reading. 66 verses of scripture. He started in English, read the first 24 verses in English, and read the rest of it in our language. Tonight, I will begin with Hebrews chapter 9 and verse number 11 downwards. Hebrews, the 9th chapter, the 11th verse. The Bible said, "But Christ, being come as an high priest of good things to come, by greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and goats and of ashes of an heifer, the sprinkling of the unclean, sanctified to the purifying of the flesh," the Bible said, "how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. For this cause, ladies and gentlemen, he is a mediator of the new covenant or testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of transgression that were under the first testament, that which are called by might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. For where a testament is, there must also of the necessity be the death of the testator," or the testator. Oh my God, look at verse number 17. "For the testament is of force after men are dead. Otherwise, it is of no strength at all while the testator liveth." Look at verse number 18. "Whereupon neither is the first testament was dedicated without blood. For when Moses had spoken every precept upon all the people according to the law, he took the blood of cows and goats without water and scarlet and wool and hyssop, and sprinkled both the book and all the people, saying, 'This is the blood of the testament which God had enjoined unto us.' Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry." Watch this, ladies and gentlemen. "And almost all the things are by law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood, the Bible said, there is no remission of sin. For almost all the things are by law purged by blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins." May God bless the reading of his word. As I'm crono, I can't hear no. If you free Hebrew from my itter young crow, you more a year duba con a besene, a copy of a dunu, a me, no, will you can go me and tell that there's some
Christo a soft with the dimu. Now, so Christo our bass and the pa I rebano hoss of a penny. Now, Montomadan, I son a year perchance. So I want fans and see,
will you say, kind of them.
Every at the boy you move now, so any merchant and then Mamoja. No, no, any more just one. I'm called Kronkromu Prekoko J. Konya da oje. Now, some merchant and then Chimojan and Chibre. And so, what did you want? One who are goofing, till one who caught one numb and who frame one. And praying here run a crystal out numb da Kronkron home so. Then a whole ball for the I who need them, my own Yankopon, no moja rent, Timo, a honim,
Listen, he is the mediator of the New Testament or covenant. Because of his death and because of his blood, he has become the mediator of the new covenant. In other words, Jesus is standing in between the people, which is us, and God. In other words, when the people sin before God, now Jesus becomes the atoning point or the pivotal point of atonement and pardoning. You better hear what we are talking about. Hear what we are talking about. Because of Jesus Christ, I can now call his name and the devil can escape. I can now call Jesus and now every mountain becomes a plain, every valley is exalted. Now I speak in the name of Jesus and every demonic impediment gets out of the way. I speak in the name of Jesus and the yokes are broken. Because of the Christ, you were healed of a deadly and a terminal illness, and now you are alive and well and blessed, and you are serving God. Who will not serve a God like this? Who will not honor a God like this? Who will not, I'm telling you, lift up holy hands to a God like this? That you were not holy people, you were not people without blame or blemish, but by his blood, by his blood.
Read
it.
If anybody makes a will, the person will have to die for the will to take effect. In other words, the will become the wishes of the dead person. Without the shedding of blood, the Bible said there is no remission or there is no remitting of sins. Without mocha, let's even forget about the blood of Jesus for just 1 second. Without the shedding of blood in the Old Testament, without the shedding of the blood of goats and the blood of sheep and the blood of cows, your sins could not be remitted. And so in idol worship, they said that so they need blood to atone it. So they will kill the fowl, they will kill the goat. But when it came to our redemption, our salvation, our emancipation, our regeneration, our adoption to children and sonship and daughtership, the Bible said Jesus Christ offered himself as a sacrificial lamb and an atoning, portion for our sins. The Bible is saying that without the shedding of his blood, there is no remission of sins. In other words, you can be in any particular faith or religion, whatever you want to call it, but without the shedding of blood. See, that is why I keep telling all these other religions that the blood of cows and the blood of goats and the blood of sheep and all these kind of things cannot atone your sin. Because when God wanted to save mankind, God became man. He came unto his own. He came in the form of a man. Being found in the fashion of a man, he humbled himself and died the death of the cross. Even God has exalted him and given him a name that is above every name, that at the mention of the name of Jesus, the Bible said every knee must bow, every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord, he is Lord, to the glory of the Father. He is Lord. God came in the form of a person. He took himself upon himself the fashion of a slave. Being found as a man, he humbled himself and died the death of the cross. And so Paul, in his epistemology, in the book of Galatians, he said, cursed is the one that hangs on the tree, than the blessing of Abraham will come upon these Gentiles who are in this building and watching us on television right now and watching us on the internet right now. Everybody will have to and will must understand that Jesus, without his blood, then we cannot be born again. What? He has purchased you with blood. When I look at you, oh, you can clap those hands, can you? Clap those hands. Hey, clap them hands. Clap them hands. Somebody give him a shout. Without the shedding of blood, the Bible said there is no remission of sins. We are telling the mind and the heart of God. It is so sad that the church don't talk about this until it is Easter. And even in Easter, they don't really talk about it into detail. Now the church have come to the place of entertainment. We want to entertain the people and the souls. And that is why the people have no idea what their redemption is. They don't understand what emancipation is, what regeneration is, what propitiation is, because we keep entertaining them. We are entertaining the Christians in our churches. God will do this, God will do that. And we have forgotten to tell them that there is an obligation to the church. If God will do his part, then we have to do our part. There is a partnership that I'm talking to you. You better hear it. That is why we need to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling on a daily basis. The salvation that has been purchased on the cross is free and complete. It's total. You cannot add to it. You cannot take away from it. But you have a responsibility. You have a responsibility. If I prepare a very good delicacy for a baby, let's say a Cerelac or cow and gate or SMA, I prepare a nice delicacy for the baby, and then it is enriched with vitamin A, B, C, C, D, 12, B1, whatever, whatever, calcium, potassium, magnesium, it's enriched with protein and enriched with fiber, it's enriched with all the things that a child needs to tell you, okay, with that, and I ask the child, open your mouth, and the child says, there is no way all those proteins and magnesium or whatever can go into the child. The child has a responsibility to open your mouth, take the food, and swallow. Tear! Over to you. Tear! You can't hear me, actually. You better hear what we're talking about tonight in this place. There's a revelation, ladies and gentlemen. I want everybody in this place to understand that Jesus died a painful death. A painful. You know, people think that I just became a very dramatic preacher recently. No. There are many Easters here that I strip half naked in this building. demonstrate how Jesus died. You can't take my dramatic presentation. The message is not for you, because the ye preaches is here. It's not for everybody. Pierre! Oh, you bet you. Jesus died a painful death on the cross. Was stripped naked, was spat upon, was beaten, was trampled upon. He was marginalized. He was castigated. Bruised for our iniquities. Chastised. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Oh yeah, we were all led astray like sheep to the slaughter. And the Bible said, the Lord made all of us our iniquity to fall upon him. Yeah, he was bruised for our iniquity. He was chastised for our transgression. The chastisement of our peace were upon Jesus Christ. Yeah. He bore your iniquity. He bore your sins. He paid the price for you. You better hear what I'm talking about. This Jesus laid his life for you. I think about that love and I don't understand. You are telling me that your boyfriend loves you so much. You haven't seen anybody who has ever loved you very well. I want to tell you that greater love has no man than a man to lay down his life for his friends. Greater love. Greater love has no man than for a man to lay down his life for his friends. Oh, there is a song like that. Greater love has no man. Ta-da-ba, ta-da. Jesus Christ. Parata, to ta-da-da. Oh, yeah. There is no greater love than for a man to lay down his life for his friends. Tonight, we are not commemorating. It's not a commemoration. It is not commemoration. We are not marking. We are celebrating the sacrifice of the cross. We are celebrating the sacrifice of the cross. We are celebrating the price. The price. The price. The price. When I look at you, you are overpriced. If I look at you right now, you are overpriced. Your price now is the blood of Christ. You don't deserve that price. I don't deserve. You better hear what I'm talking about. You don't deserve that price. I don't deserve that price than for Jesus Christ to lay down his life for to save you. The Bible said in 1 Peter, interesting verse, for we know that we have not been redeemed. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 18, with corruptible things such as silver or gold from the traditions of our fathers, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. I am born again because of his blood. I am a child of God because of his blood. Am I talking to anybody right here and right now at all? I am born again because of his blood. I am a child of God because of his blood. I have privileges and rights because of his blood. I am a child of the King because of the blood that was shed on Golgotha and on Calvary for me. I don't understand why the church can't preach this simple message. Simple message. Tell the people that they are no more slaves. Tell them that they are no more children tossed to and fro with any wind of doctrine. Tell them. I don't know why you can't do that. Why do we want to suppress them all the time? And they come back and, pastor, pray for me. Prophet, pray for me. Give me direction. Deliver me. Feed me. Why can't we tell them, if the Son set you free? Hallelujah. Really, let's read 1 Peter. It is a very interesting particular scripture. 1 Peter, let me read that particular portion to you. 1 Peter chapter 1. First Peter chapter 1, verse 13 downwards. If you have something to come, I am going to everybody, when you open there, stick with her. If I am speaking some tongues, that is all I am talking about. I'm working First Peter chapter number 1, verse number 13 out very carefully and meticulously. If you have something to say. Just the heading, just the top of the subject. Listen to what he's saying. Will you say, I hope you
are.
I told you. When we were beginning this year, I told you, be very vigilant. Very vigilant and very watchful. And I was telling the church, you must have self-control within yourself. When we talk about self-control, Apostle Mblambo, it is not something the Holy Spirit can do for you. It is not something your spiritual father can do for you. It is not something your prophet can do for you. It is not something your bishop can do for you. Self-control means self-control. You control yourself. Self-control means self-control. You control yourself. We're telling God's people the mind and the heart of God. Today, we celebrate the Christ. Sometimes it is so sad when I look at even our, you know, people don't even have the net to criticize that kind of demonstration. You know, that I remember one time I was in my hometown in Nkwetia. We went to a particular church. I will not mention the name. And then I was shocked. The choir marched and we all marched, followed them. And we went to a cemetery. And we went to stood on a particular, you know, grave. The name of that grave was Akwesi Champon. We stood on Akwesia Champon's grave, and then the pastor was standing at the head of the grave, and all of us have surrounded Akwesia Champon's grave. Some of them were standing on other people's graves, and then he said, Jesus, you have died. We have come to bury you. I said, no! No! So it is just an illustration. But the name there is Akwesia Champon, and Jesus is not a champon. I mean, come on. Let's be real. We see a illustration. I'm going to be neutral. It's true. I'm going to be baby. I didn't say baby. I didn't say share. Hey, baby, are you too from the departure? And then they said, we have come to bury you. On Sunday, we will come and resurrect you. Preach the word and stop the nonsense. Preach the word. Let the word be preached. And Jesus is the word. Jesus is the word. Oh yeah. He is the word. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The same was with God from the beginning. Through him was all things made. Without him was nothing made that has been made. In him, Jesus, was life. And the life was the light of men. The light shines in every darkness, and the darkness cannot comprehend it. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight I want to present to you Jesus Christ and him crucified. For we preach Christ and not ourselves. We preach Christ and not ourselves. We preach Christ and not ourselves. We preach Christ, not ourselves. We preach Christ and not ourselves. We preach Christ and not ourselves. We preach Christ, not ourselves. When we are preaching, the message is the Christ. It's not ourselves. Can we get more chairs for the people coming in, please? We preach Christ, not ourselves. We preach Christ and not ourselves. When we stand on the pulpit, we have a mandate to preach Christ, the bread of life, Christ, the redeemer, Christ, the healer, Christ, the miracle worker, Christ, the bridge builder, the heart fixer, the mind regulator, Christ. Him we preach, Christ. Oh yes, sir. Christ, the savior of the world, the redeemer of humanity. We preach Jesus Christ. We preach Christ. We preach Christ. Our songs must be about the Christ. Our hymns must be about the Christ. The gospel music must be about the Christ. Not your nonsense. It's about the Christ. The Christ. I can't hear you. The Christ. Somebody shout Christ.
Hey.
Christ.
Hey.
Christ.
Hey.
Clap your hands unto God. We preach Christ and Him crucified. Let me hear it. I
want to see
it. I want
to
see
it.
I want
to see it.
Let me mention all those things in English to my audience from around the world. Read it.
I want to see it.
Preparation.
I want to see
it. I want to hear Rebecca say. Yeah. Oh, vigilance here. I know her. Yeah.
Sober.
Watchfulness, soberance, vigilance. Ahosusha.
Ositie.
Obedience.
Ahotie.
Righteousness. Or purity. It's in that spectrum. Purity, holiness, pristinity, righteousness, chastity. Yes, sir. It's all in those spectrum. Tia! Say Abahana Jui. Adia! What God will have us learn from his death. Oh, let me start with from his suffering or passion. His death, his resurrection, and his second coming is number one. Preparation. Jesus is coming again. We are telling the world that Jesus Christ, who went up unto the Lord, is coming back again. Maranatha! Come, Lord Jesus. He is coming again. There is a song like that, isn't it? Maranatha. 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 Yesu, bro. Bro. Oh, come on, let me hear you. Maranatha, Maranatha. Hey, Maranatha. Hey, Maranatha.
Yes, bro.
Minyabe for Yesu. Say me, Urane, me kira jemko. Minyabe, you see. The moment the Holy Spirit comes to live in me, I am anointed. I am the salt of the earth and the light of the world. I need to be prepared for the second coming of Jesus Christ. I need to be prepared. If I sleep COVID drew and I don't wake up tomorrow morning, as I'm standing here, I must be prepared to face the judgment of God. Am I talking to a church?
Yes,
am I talking to a generation?
Yes.
Hear the word and leave. I'm telling you, number one, I want to see preparation. Number two,
I want to share.
I want to share. Show us who you are. Show us who you are. The Jesus will wait. Show us who you are. It cannot happen that after all this painful sacrifice that Jesus made for you, you still sit in church and commit abortion. Huh? Dear! I'm talking to a church. You better hear what we are talking about. It cannot happen that you still remain in church and sleep with somebody who is not your married husband and married wife. Pia! Oh, you will hear. Abi Pia, you know what can you be Tia? When Tia me the man who Ubete. I'm telling you. I'm talking to the church, the body of Christ. I'm talking to this nation. I'm talking to this generation. Hear the mind of God. This generation is sick. This generation is decayed. Our decadence is really eating us up. Generation, you're pro. Oh my Ghana, you are pro. You need a penny for you, need a sub for, and they are sorry money to me. You are pro. You are pro. We are a rotten nation. We are a rotten people. We are a rotten generation. Listen, I'm speaking the mind and the heart of God to God's people. The people don't like truth like this. They don't want to hear the truth. truth to the light than the way. They don't want to hear scintillating truth, belligerent truth, cataclysmic truth. I'm telling everybody under the sound of my voice, whether you want to hear it or not. No gimmicks, no mimics, no deception, no manipulation, no seduction. Truth, 100%. Raw. We give to you. Finish. We don't care about whether you will give an offering or not. Since the days of the creation, God has never, never failed to provide. He is Jehovah Jireh. And so if we tell you the truth and you will want to keep your offering, keep your offering. If we tell you the truth and you won't come to the church again, don't come to the church again. Let them that have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Am I preaching to a church? Yeah. Somebody shall hear. Yeah. I'm telling the mind of God. Hallelujah. Will you start cutting assembly beer? And then we will go into the revelation. We want to see. I can't hear you. We want to see
Jesus.
Yeah. Can you shout until the enemy here? We want to see
Jesus.
Yes, sir. We want to see Jesus. The days where we had one foot in the world is over and one foot in the church is over. Now we want to be 100% born again, spirit-filled, tongue-talking, Bible-believing, anointing-glittering, Christians, children of God. That is what we want to become. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm bringing my message to a close. And as I speak to God's people, I will want everybody to hear the revelation of what I'm talking about. But he that is in Christ is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Oh yes, sir. For those he did foreknow, he also predestinated that we may be conformed into the image of his dear son. For those he called, he also justified. For those he justified, he also glorified. You are a glorified Christian. You are a glorified child of God. You are a glorified man of God. You are a glorified woman of God. You are a glorified end time soldier. You are a glorified militia man. You are a glorified militia woman. Can I hear somebody scream?
Yeah!
Scream!
Yeah!
Scream!
Yeah!
Scream!
Yeah!
Glorified. Glorified. Are you glorified? Talk to me. How can enemy, how can demons invade a glorified person? You don't understand? When we talk about glorification or the glory, it is more than the radiance of the sun. How can demons go and face the sun multiplied by 1,000 times in this radiance? Tonight I'm talking to a generation. You better hear the revelation of what we are talking about. Once I am glorified, no demon can touch me because I am seated in Christ far above all principles. Qualities, or powers, or dominions, or thrones. Am I talking to you?
Yeah!
Somebody shout! Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Everybody shall glorify.
Glorified.
Will you thank God to be as a people?
I want to see. I want to share. Or sit here. Ne, I want to hear.
My God. How can one Ethiopian be loaded like this? Now it means that the scripture that is coming is a serious one. And we see, You better hear the mind and the word of the Lord. I will see, preparation. I want social vigilance. Osetie, obedience. And I want righteousness. The Bible is trying to tell us that after Jesus had hung on the cross, Anybody that comes to him to receive his salvation and love, the love of God, they must be in preparation for his second coming. Number two, they must be vigilant in all that they do in this life. Number three, they must be obedient to the word of God and tremble at his word. Number four, the Bible makes it extremely clear. They must live a righteous life, a holy life, a pure life, a chaste life, without which no man can see God. Without holiness, no man. I don't care who they are. They can be the Pope, they can be the Cardinal, they can be your Archbishop, they can be your Super Archbishop, or whatever. Without holiness, no man can see God. It is so scary. Scary to the point. When I look at the lifestyle of our gospel musicians, it is very scary. It's a gospel musician power. You have a wife, you have children, but you can go out of your marriage and have four children. Four. And you want to tell me you still have anointing? That is a familiar spirit. That is witchcraft. I will see you see. Will you? I will see you see.
I want so share.
I want so share.
Or sit here.
Or sit here.
Ne, I want here.
And I want here. I will see you see. Go.
I want so share.
I want so share.
Or sit here.
Or sit here.
Ne, I want here.
And I want here. This is not a suggestion. I'm talking to you, the church here. Yeah. Musuba phone munti ahun sie sie ahun so hwe wo siti ahun tie. This is not a suggestion. God is speaking to us and he is telling us, these are my standards and my prescriptions. Anybody that wants to be remain in Christ Jesus after his death, after his suffering, and after his resurrection, as he is coming back again, I will see you. See you. I also share. Who said to you? And you want to hear. And near me now. Into me, free wa bra bumu da. You're too sorry. You better clap them hands. Come on. Somebody clap them hands. Give God a shout. So I am not just coming to sit here to come and listen to some theoretical thesis. Here, I am not here for some kind of, you know, theological, synoptical presentation. No, I am not here for that. I am here for Ahun Siesi. Ahun Soche. Useti. Ene Ahun Tie. It's serious. We don't joke with that. I'm telling you, if you forsake these things, miracles will never happen. Never. Never happen. Miracles can never happen. That is why our preachers have diabetes. They have high blood pressure. They have all kinds of ailments. The reason is because we have forgotten and forsaken. I want you to see. I want you to hear. We sit here. I want you to hear. We have forsaken it. Dear. You better hear the mind and the word of the Lord. We came to disseminate to you, and everybody better hear it. People are in church, they smoke weed. People are in church, they are armed robbers. Don't be surprised when I talk like this. Atai's lieutenant Amoma was a lay preacher at Ashayama. Armed robber. Lay preacher. When we forsake the Christ, that is what happens. I want to see. I want to hear. You know where you saw. You know. Say me, Jina. One more permit. Do so. You have so many people have been to me. You have so many people. You have no can. You have boy. 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 I see, I didn't know I'm going to do a memo. I just woman who is in your mere pija will be. They begin to trail the person. They want to bring you down. They set women at you. Unfortunately, I went to a boys' school. I married my wife being a virgin. Unfortunately for you, this is not a person you can use that card. Try something else. Somebody scream! Then they go wild. They want to do everything to bring you down. They want to say they try to get some allegation or a scandal and put it on your head. Unfortunately, this is where we are building ourselves. I will see a seer. I will see a So tell them who sent you that is going to be very, very, very difficult and impossible. Very difficult and impossible. I will see you. See I will so share. Can we do much? I will see you. See
I will see you. See
I will so share.
I will so share.
O set ye.
O set ye.
I will tear.
I will tear.
Tear you! Wait. And what's all but ten hours of the time? Yet the tell. I want to see, I want to swear. Oh, sit here. I want to hear. I want to see, I want to swear. Oh, sit here. This is what. Who better than solid? If you come and sit in the house of God as a child of God, which we are bringing up in the Lord. Jesus said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you to go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain. Dear! When the fruits remain, this is the fruit we must see. I will see you see. I will hear so. I will I want hear. And so people can be in a courtship. And this is what is guiding the courtship. I will see you see. I will hear so. I will see you. And I want hear. This is what guides your courtship. We don't cross the line. Sometimes even I don't even understand. Why do you want to cross the line? Apostle Mlambo, you will know, you will tell me that you and your wife can be in the same room on the same bed for almost going to 2 months and you have not even touched her in terms of intercourse. The reason is because marriage is not sex. Oh, let me paraphrase that. Love is not sex, and sex. Thank you. I will see you see. I will see you see. I want to say, we say to you, any da home. When we get into marriage as Christians and we want to build a Christian home, not just a home, a Christian home. When we are married and we want to build marriage, not just, you know, marriage, but Christian marriage. I will see you see. I want to share. We say to you. I want to hear. Say it together. I will see you see. Let's work.
I want to share.
Quiet. We say to you.
Ne, I want to hear.
Ready, go. I will see you see. I want to share. We say to you. Ne, I want to hear. For the last time. I will see you see. I want to share. We say to you. Any I want here. These are virtues you can never on Good Friday. Before we say we rededicate our lives, on what? Based on what? Based on I want to share. Be vigilant. I'm telling you. There are, let me tell you something. If you are a single person, even a married person, it is not every woman you sleep with and you will be successful. Some of the women in your office, they go like, hey, Brad Charles, AFD, it's a snare, it's a trap. They can't so much out here. Woman who wants them, Sadian woman person, woman Tiffany wants them. Yet Tiffany wants them, say, Pet will be bra 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 bra
ene ahotie and I would be to me person me kwa so dia me ye preacher, I must be able to get something substantial out of the preaching and take home, not just screaming and euphoria and excitement. No, the word of God must come to my heart as a seed. Abba, e wo se mefa asem ni mu abba minya abba e fri asem wa ye kanim. And yes, the preacher is a good preacher. A guy preaches like an American preacher. A guy is a preaching machine. A guy has revelations. I preach in God is going to lift you. God is Hinimo. Hinimo. Hinim. Me pe preacher. I will see you, see you. I will shaswow. I will shut you. I will. And I won't tear and so. Say preaching. It brings me to the Christ. It makes me a Christian. It makes me alert and conscious that Jesus Christ is coming back again. I will see you see. Yenke, I will see you see. Go.
I want so share.
O setie.
Ne a hotie.
Once we nya bibie frem. And then you go and live by the word, by the help of the Holy Spirit. Oh yeah. Look for a good church, Bible believing and very, very spirit filled church. There are so many churches in Ghana which is not of God, devilish, occultic. Most of the churches you see around are business centers. I am telling you, business centers. When you enter there, you are the commodity. You are the commodity. Everything is direction. Direction. The more kwanjiribi, udrufia huyu. What do you hear from? Anyone come here from? I'm telling you. You see, in this church, everybody who have watched us and everybody who is watching right now and everybody who is sitting here, you will know there is consistency. The Holy Spirit is a consistent spirit. I want to tell you that the Holy Spirit will not start something today and leave it in the middle way and go and start another thing. That is not the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God is Alpha and Omega, the beginning. He starts and he finish. He is a spirit of consistency. He starts something, he carries it. The message must be consistent. I'm telling you, no matter what it is. And so I tell the people, I don't think you want to invite me still, because if you invite me, I don't have any other message than this one. We preach Christ and him crucified. We are going to heaven. You repent or you repent or perish. Simple message. And so if you are not careful and you invite me to your fourth dimension convention, I will bring the message, repent or perish. And then you will write a note and give it to the assistant pastor and say, please, can you change the message? Can you preach something nice? And then I will begin to go like anybody who is writing notes and putting it on the pulpit are on their way to hell. I want to see it. I want to hear. O setie ahoziezie ahosore o setie ene ahotie. One more time. Ahoziezie
ahososhe o setie ne ahotie.
For the last time.
Ahoziezie ahososhe o setie ne ahotie.
Etwe Yesu na we ne de twe no. As we wait for the second coming of Jesus Christ, ahoziezie ahosore. Was sent here. Tian I don't want you to forget it. You see, see, one by Christ, you marry a two me, you know. I want to say, then when you turn to somebody and tell the person, take care of yourself, tell the person, be vigilant, be watchful. Jesus is coming soon. Oh, yeah. Ask the person, are you prepared? Are you ready? Hallelujah. I will see you see. Number two, I want to share. Number three, we'll sit here. And that's what we are talking about. Will you? Now read what is there. Let's hear you.
It's a woman, my dear Maboso.
I am going to come and read it in English also. So don't worry, everybody watching us, we will read it in English as well as we are reading it in Greek. Really, read the word of God. This year, I told you, anybody that is going to succeed in this year and make significant relevance, be vigilant. And that is why the enemy have taken us for a ride. I want to see it. I want to share. We said here, and I want to hear. Jesus is sending this message to you on Good Friday night. Don't miss it. With the kind God.
It's a mom, I didn't know
my boss. No, I didn't know my boss.
Mom, when in the home.
Mom, when in the home.
No, when in the home. I don't know. They Jesus Christ. I don't know. No cry.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. I don't know. There is going to come the last outpouring of the Spirit of God before the second coming of Jesus Christ. Read the word.
Mom, yes, aswamrema.
Or see, yes, yes, aswamrema. You may be our year crunk, we are actor, your crunk, we are nurse, your crunk, we are model, your crunk, we are suffer, your crunk, we are a ye, Sankubuni, your crunk, we are Trinikeni, your crunk, we are a Barbara Kinkani, your crunk, we are a ye, a Sunni Muslim for your crunk, oh, beer and your crunk, said the end of your frame on all, a crunk, will you kind go?
Now, what should I say? Monya crunk. If it's a me, may ya crunk.
My God, this is so amazing. Read on.
Nasa, my friend, dear Oshendipa, and him, now Obu attends, said you'll be ready to Matia no say, Ja. Mon first Roman,
will you read that verse again? That verse is verse 17. Don't joke with that verse. That is the bombshell. Read it very carefully.
Nasa, my friend, dear Oshendipa, and him, now Obu attends, said you'll be ready to Matia.
So we'll be our what demo, and we'll be our washerna. We'll fret near. We're telling you the heart of God. Hear the mind and the word of God. And you have someone here catch it up. So what friend is saying? And now we're yamme.
Yeah. Mon first room, mom, bra, ho, be at sina, be a yimu.
Can you hear?
Monfa mo mo
slow slow will you slow? At the end of us we use here. Monfa slow, King Army of God.
Monfa slow, Momo bra, mo aho be at sina be a yimu.
Mo ya ho was I see so into first slow about bra. King Army of me into read English.
Wherefore get up the loins of your mind.
Get the loins of your mind.
Be sober.
Be sober.
And hope to the end for the grace that is to the brought to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
The Bible said, and watch to the grace that is to be brought at the coming of Jesus Christ.
As obedient children,
really,
not fashioning yourself according to the former lust.
The Bible said that he requires us to be obedient children, not fashioned in the lust of the old self or the old personality. Read it.
But as he which hath called you is holy.
As he that hath called you is holy.
So be ye holy in all manner of conversation.
And you should listen to what he is talking about. So you ought to be holy in all manner of conversation.
Read.
Because it is written, be ye holy.
Be ye holy.
For I am holy.
For I am holy.
And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons,
read.
Judge it according to every man's work. Pass the time of your sojourning here.
The Lord judges according to every man's work. We're telling you the mind of God. Escape the wrath that is yet to come. God is a judge, a just one for that matter. God is not like the judges of Ghana and Africa. God is a just judge. He cometh to judge the whole earth. And I'm speaking to the people. Let us make ready, a people ready for his coming. And tonight, we want to end this Good Friday night communion service by telling you, Jesus Christ expects amusiesie ahwehwesoɔ. Osetie ahotie from you. Amusiesie ahwehwesoɔ. Osetie ahotie. Let's say it. Ready, go. Amusiesie ahwehwesoɔ. Osetie ahotie. For the last time. Amusiesie ahwehwesoɔ. Stand to your feet.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.